Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. For some of you, I come to you Sunday morning for half an hour. For some of you, I come at different times of the week, usually for 15 minutes. And those of you who are getting the 15-minute program, you'll have to visit sheddingshackles.com so you can listen to the whole half hour. So let's get started. A lot of good information here, perhaps life transforming. See, a lot of you have issues. You have issues, and you need something outside the box, because what you've tried hasn't worked. You need something to help you break through and shed the shackles of the past, okay, and move forward with joy to a life of joy and purpose. So let's get started. First thing we're going to do is take a call. I have a listener call in line, and someone called in with a question. Sharon, I believe. Let's listen to the call.
My name is Sharon, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And my question is this. No, I have a comment. I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there is a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it. And I just wanted some answers. So, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Sharon, for your question. It's a very good question. You know, I lived in Chicago. I actually lived in Chicago. And I worked downtown in the Loop on East Jackson, right next to Lake Michigan, in a big high-rise there. I used to travel all over Chicago as part of my work. And I have very nice memories of Chicago, especially the people. It's the people that I have really good memories of, and the food. People and the food. Okay, let's address the question. Sharon, that's a very, very good question, and it's going to be helpful to other people to hear the answer. Now, I didn't either. See, when I was a child, okay, how was I different as a child? What made me a little bit different? Well, what made me a little bit different is that I had an interest in religion. I had an interest in philosophy, an interest in psychology. Okay, I had an interest in such things, even when I was a little kid. Even when I was in high school, I was reading psychology books. So, you see, some people don't have any interest in those sorts of things at all. They have zero interest in those things. But I was always asking, you know, like, what's the purpose in life and the meaning of existence and things like that, I sort of asked. But I was just a regular kid, you know, loved to ride my bike and play baseball and everything else that other kids did. But I also, at the same time, had an interest in some of these topics. Now, you know, I heard things, heard about Jesus and you know, about the nativity, and I heard all those things. And they sounded good to me, but I wasn't sure whether they were true or not. I wasn't sure at all. And then I became a college student and learned a lot of things went to work, and, you know, a lot of other things were of interest to me, but I still had an interest in psychology and religion and so on, but I wasn't sure about anything. Wasn't sure about anything. It wasn't until I was 40 years old that my eyes began to be opened, and I began to see, okay, so I began to realize answers to some of the questions that I had always had. And I'll tell you more about that after this break. Got stress? Try our new free meditation. Just go to www.thefreemeditation.com. That's thefreemeditation.com. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. Sharon from Chicago asked a question. She said, I don't believe in the Bible. You know, and that's basically what she said. She said, I don't believe the things I read in the Bible. That's what she said. Well, I didn't either. I wasn't sure. In other words, fortunately, when I was a little kid and a young man, see, I didn't form a judgment and then have to defend that judgment. See, a lot of people, they form a judgment about something, and then afterwards they're forced to rationalize or excuse or defend their judgment. It just remained an open question for me, that's all. And I didn't think about it a lot either. I was thinking about a lot of other things when I was a young guy. But it was an open question. I did like the idea of trying to understand what life is all about. That I liked. Okay, I liked that idea. But as far as what the Bible said, well, I didn't know. See, I didn't say yes and I didn't say no. It was just a question, something to wonder about. Okay? Well, then when I got to be 39 or 40, then I began to realize some truths. I began to see for myself what is true. And the most important thing that anyone can do is to realize for themselves what is true. Because anything else is brainwashing. Anything else is hand-me-down or second-hand information. And that's just not good enough. What you need is to be able to realize for yourself. For example, if someone said, well, if someone asked me, how do I know? See, some people will say, how do you know such and such? And they'll say, well, my teacher taught me, or my professor taught me, or I read it in a book or something. And if somebody asks me, how do you know? It's because I can see that it's so. I can see that it's so. So I think you're actually a person who's not sure about the Bible and about Jesus and about all those things. They haven't said absolutely no. See, they're not opposed to it. They don't resent it. See, the problem is some people resent religion because it's been forced on them. See, there's a lot of, see, true, there would, anything that, see, if it's true religion, then it would never try to force itself on anyone. Because where would be the love? Where would be the understanding? There wouldn't be any. Because it was forced on them, one of two things happens. See, when a person is pressured, then they either go one way or the other. Either they conform. See, and then, but the conformity is just hypnosis. That's all. Or they rebel, see, usually with resentment. And both are deadly as far as the health of a person's soul goes. What the ideal thing is to be of no opinion, to not know, and just to wonder. See, wondering is innocent. And when you wonder, then one day, maybe you will see. One day you will see. And that's what happened to me. When I got to be 40, 39, 40, then I began to see. And I began to see after I had a change of attitude. See, before I had been resentful. And the resentments, you know, had separated me from intuition, which I always talk about, intuition. It had separated me from intuition. And so, being separated from intuition, all I could do is just read and absorb knowledge, but without understanding. But after I began to repent of, you know, resentments that I had, going back to childhood, to people that hurt me, and, you know, that sort of thing, then my mind became clear, and then I began to see for myself what is true. So I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you what's true, okay? All I'm going to do is say that if you could see for yourself, and that's one of the reasons why I made the meditation, because the meditation, see, most people are lost in a hypnotic trance. And the proof of it is that they spend a lot of time lost in daydreams, imagination, thinking about the past and planning for the future. They get so lost in their trance, they drive right by the exit on the freeway they were supposed to take. So when you're lost in a trance state, you're separated from your intuition. What you need to be able to do is to take a step back. Take a step back so you can get the big picture, so you can see, so you can realize. You can teach a parrot to say 1 plus 1 equals 2. The parrot will say 1 plus 1 equals 2. But the parrot can't see that 1 plus 1 equals 2. But the child can actually see that 1 plus 1 equals 2. The child can understand the principle. And then you say to the child, well, what's 2001 plus 1? And the child will say 2002, because the child understands the principle. See, the child can take a step back and have understanding. So that's the key. So just have it as a question. Don't say yes for sure or no for sure. Just have it as a question and go about your life. Live as decent a life as you can. Don't resent people. And if you can help someone or do a kindness, do so. And just have it as a question to wonder about it. Perhaps one day you will see. You will see for yourself whether what's said in the Bible is true or not. Hello, this is Roland. Made some mistakes in life, want to start over again? I just made a brand new video series on starting over again. Go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the new video series called Starting Over Again. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome back, everyone. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today I'm answering questions. I answered a question that came in on the listener call-in line. Yes, I have a listener call-in line where you can call and leave a message on the voicemail. So if you heard something on this program that moved you or that you were touched by, or if you have a question or a comment or an opinion, or you've tried the meditation, it's been help to you, then we'd love to hear from you. So please call the listener call-in line and leave a message. Get your paper and pencil handy, because I'm going to be giving out the number for the listener call-in line. It's 24/7. You call anytime. You can call now. You can call at midnight. You can call at 2 in the morning. Call anytime. See, because a lot of people are listening to my program on the internet. Some people listen while, you know, I'm on the air, when they're driving in their car or laying in bed and listening to the radio, or out for a walk, they got their radio and they're listening. But a lot of people listen on the internet. So someone could be listening to my program at 3 in the morning, and you could pick up the phone and call me right at that time, you see. Okay, I'm taking calls, or I'm answering questions. So here's a question that came in by email. A person said, you know, I hate myself. You know, I do some naughty things. Wish I didn't do them, and I can't seem to stop myself. And, you know, I just feel like I'm no good, and, you know, I hate myself. Well, you know what? A lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel that way. See, what you need is understanding. See, we egos, we always tend to go to extremes. We either condone something or we condemn it. See, we either say something is good or something is bad, or we like it or we hate it. See, we're always going to extremes. And so with ourself, what we do is we end up condemning ourself. First, we condemn other people. First, we resent our parents. That's here's the usual progression. Okay, if this doesn't apply to you, then just listen lightly, because it doesn't apply to you, but it applies to most people, okay? So when they're little kids, first thing they do, they resent their parents, especially their father. They resent father for not being there for them. See, father has a very special role. Father stands in for God in the eyes of a child. And when father fails, see, which all men have failed, all women. And so what you men have to learn how to do is to fail less, to begin to fail less and less, and eventually not fail at all. So you need to grow up. Well, you need to start learning what's required of you, and then to start to learn to be a man. Okay? Most kids resent their father for not being there for them. And they resent their mom because maybe mom is too much. See, she's either pushing food on them, or she's yelling at them, or she's pressuring them, or she's meddling in their life, or something or other. So they resent dad for not being there, and a lot of times they might resent their mom for being too much, or for being sick all the time, or something or other. Okay? And then they resent other kids because they encounter bullies at school and teasers. People don't know how, maybe you forgot how much tease there is at school. So there's tease. And then they resent pressure. Teacher pressure, ambition pressure, study pressure, homework pressure, performance pressure, sports pressure. And then from the peers, there's pressure to conform, sex pressure, drug pressure. It's just unbelievable how much pressure. So we end up resenting. See, as an ego, fallen ego, if you haven't been tutored in how to go through life without being bothered by all these things, then the only thing you can think of is to resent it. That's how you reject it, see? You reject it by resenting it. But resentment is a very harmful thing. It separates you from your own ground of good. So we go around resenting other people, and then we resent people that are smarter than us, and handsomer than us, and prettier than us, and have more money than us, and are more popular than us, so we resent people. And then eventually we're so full of resentment, see, and so guilty for that resentment, that we end up turning it upon ourselves. We turn to resentment on ourselves. Okay? So that's not good. So what you need to do is knock it off. Okay? Don't resent yourself, and don't resent anyone else. And I'll show you how. All of our Talk to a Pastor resources are located at www.talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. I hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my Easy Meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at sheddingshackles.com. I love this bumper music. Yes, life could be sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just learn to stop resenting other people and also stop resenting yourself. The message that I had, the little spot that I had there, was absolutely perfect for today's topic, because I was talking about people having issues. And you know that a lot of your issues are connected to resentment. See what happens when you resent other people and you become feel guilty. See, resentment makes you, first of all, what resentment does is make you feel empty, because love should come from within. It comes from God. It comes from our Creator. It comes from within. Okay? And when you resent other people, it cuts you off from that. It cuts you off from your own inner ground of good and your inner ground of understanding and inner ground of love and fulfillment. All the good things that could come, they would come from within, through you, from within. But what happened is you cut yourself off through resentment. So then you feel empty. So then you go out in the world looking for love, and then you end up with relationship issues, and you end up with food issues and substance issues and alcohol issues and all kinds of issues, all revolving around being empty, resenting yourself, and then trying to find a false fulfillment out there, a false comfort out there to take away the pain, okay? And the pain is for what? For resenting other people, which cuts you off from love. So the answer is to let go of the resentment toward other people. Now, it helps as you get a bit older. You know, when you get to be 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, the older you get, the more you have suffered. See? And the more you've suffered, you begin to see that maybe your parents weren't deliberately being cruel to you or neglecting you or whatever they did or whatever other people did. You begin to see that they were struggling with issues too. They were struggling with issues, just like now. Maybe you find yourself yelling at your kids or resenting your husband and fighting with him, or resenting people and being angry. Do you really want to resent your kids? Do you really want to be angry? No, of course not. Of course you don't. Well, your parents didn't want to either. See, they didn't. But they were dealing with issues. See, what happened to them was when they were kids, no one was there for them. Their father wasn't there for them, and then they became resentful, and then they felt empty, and they looked for love, and they couldn't find love. And see, same thing happened to them is happening to you now, so forgive, okay? Just forgive. And how do you forgive? It's very important. Let me take a moment so I don't forget to give out the listener call-in line so that you can call in with your question. Or if something moved you, or you were touched by something that you heard today, or you said, well, I relate to that. I understand. That's what happened to me. Okay? Or you have a comment or a question of some sort. Here's the listener call-in number to call. Remember, you can call anytime. You can call right now, or you can call 3 hours from now, or anytime, day or night, because you'll get the voicemail. Tell me your first name, the city you're calling from, and your message, okay? And then I might answer it on the air. So here we go. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Now, remember I said that forgiveness is the key to your recovery, to not resenting yourself, to not hating yourself, to forgiving other people, forgiving yourself, forgiving other people, and moving forward to joy and a life of purpose. I said forgiveness is the key, but now I need to tell you how to forgive. You know how to forgive? Let go of resentment. Let go of the resentment, that's all, and the judgment. Just let it go. If you get the little meditation that I have, then you can learn to just take a mental step back. It teaches you how to take a mental step back. And then as you go about your daily activities, all of a sudden you'll see resentment. There it is. You see your resentment toward your dad or your mom or your coworker or your partner or whatever. Or you bump into a chair, you see you're resenting the chair. or you resent yourself. You see you're resenting yourself. Watch the resentment. Stand back. Watch it. Let it pass. Don't indulge it. Don't wallow in it. Don't savor it. Okay? Just let it pass. See it? Let it pass. Then you'll be fine. And you'll get back in touch with your own inner ground of good. The way to forgive is to let go of resentment. I have a lot of videos on the topic. So please go to the website, SheddingShackles.com. Click on the Resources tab and scroll down, look for video lectures, and look for the video lecture on how to forgive. You'll be glad you did. Got stress? Why don't you try the new free meditation? It's completely free. It's only 6 minutes long. It's easy to learn. Visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the easy meditation. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. I have a huge number of resources for you. Books, 500 video lectures, blog posts, articles, lots of good stuff, and especially the free meditation. Why don't you check out the resources at our website? And if you'd like to call, leave a message at our listener call-in line, please do so. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.